It's Tuesday. That means it's Take Control Tuesday. Mansa Musa is on the phone with me. And Mansa, you know, it's hard to explain how people are feeling right now. And honestly, we knew that this was coming. So today I want to talk about what we can do in uncertain times like right now.
Although at this point it's not clear how, but here's what we know. A change is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
So here's some of the things you could do in uncertain times that can help. Number one, you want to reduce your debt. The debt you have restricts your flexibility and your freedom. So the first thing you want to do is reduce your debt. The next thing you want to do is increase your flexibility. Now, that might mean where you're living, how you're living, your expenses. You want to be more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
That will lead to increasing your liquidity, which means cash on hand. You want to do things, an emergency fund. You want to have cash on hand. You want to strengthen your foundations. That's both financial as well as family and other relationships. The way people survive through uncertain times is through community.
Yes.
So you actually want to encourage and strengthen your physical community, not just your social network, that helps, but your physical community. You want to become self-sufficient, more self-sufficient. Now, that means different things to different people. I'm not necessarily talking about going out and find a 40-acre homestead or anything like that, but there are things that we can do to become more self-sufficient. The next thing is lean in on your faith.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that aren't sure what's going to happen to them, their family, etc. Well, the Bible's clear on it.
Yes.
God's got your back. Now, how do you get to that point? Well, the Bible tells us to renew our minds. And you renew your spirit, your soul, and your body. You renew your spirit with the Word of God. Lean in on those provision scriptures.
Yes.
Have a passion in life for continuous learning, for lifelong, for continuous education, lifelong learning. That's how you renew your mind. And regular exercise. Listen, any challenge you go into, you're better off with better health than poor health. And health care starts with self-care. I'm probably preaching to myself right now.
And me too.
But hey, think about it. You want to be able to face your challenges as strong as possible. And depending on what changes come, will determine the level of competition you have to meet. And you're going to go into that as fit as possible, whatever the challenges are, spirit, soul, body renewed, leaning on the Word of God, and you having done what you need to do to make sure your house is decent and in order.
Yes, absolutely. Amen and amen again. We might have to put that on repeat for ourselves. So what I'm going to do is put it on the website at TakeControlTuesday.com. And Mansa, thank you so much for the encouragement and the instructions to go forward.
Amen. Thank you.